Watch, Megan Rapinoe blasted for laughing after missed penalty kick that ended World Cup bid. By Warner Todd Houston on August 6, 2023. Megan Rapinoe's last appearance as a member of the U.S. national women's soccer team ended on a dismal note as she was seen smirking and grinning after missing one of the penalty kicks that could have given the U.S. women the win against Sweden on Sunday. Rapinoe's penalty kick went high and over the crossbar, and as she headed back to the sidelines, she was seen grinning. Watch. This was pretty much the capper on a terrible World Cup appearance for the U.S. aunt. The loss to Sweden sent the U.S. women home early from the Women's World Cup, dashing their hopes of a big win on the international scene. But it wasn't their only lackluster performance. Just last week, the U.S. women barely eked by to remain in the games with a 0-0 scoreless tie with Portugal. It was also a down note for Rapinoe, who announced her retirement before the end of this season. Rapinoe's casual demeanor was not well received by Americans, to say the least, as fans took to social media to blast the team co-captain for her off-putting demeanor. Granted, Rapinoe was not the only member of the USM to miss penalty kicks in that final game with Sweden. Sophia Smith and Kelly O'Hara also missed kicks that could have won the game and kept the U.S. out in the hunt for the 2023 World Cup. But the fact that three of them missed such crucial kicks speaks to criticism that the U.S. out simply didn't have it in them this year. The U.S. women's team brought criticism from former teammate Carly Lloyd to slam her former team for their uninspiring and passionless play at this year's games. Still, many were pleased that the woke women had been sent home with their tails between their legs. Their hate for the country so constantly on display from many of these players caused a lot of Americans to celebrate their loss in this year's cup. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.